Previously on Half Party.
Last time on Half Party.
We had
a fight. We won. Merrick meant his da. Merrick met his da.
Merrick met his da.
And that's what happened.
Everybody, welcome to Half Party. I am Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diegnoff.
Hi.
And Justin Smith.
I'm dealing with daddy issues.
It's true. That is an accurate statement of what
is
going.
We're getting in there. We're doing the emotional labor. We're doing the emotional
half D&D podcast, half family therapy.
Hi. And I will play the part of Solo the therapist.
That would actually be pretty good. I could get behind that. So where we left it off, you guys had just returned from the ring, beaten and bloodied. I hope you guys have your numbers still from that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not good. They're not good numbers, but I got them.
Yeah. Cool. I have 10.
5.
That's not a lot, and that's good. And you've walked back into your antechamber.
Ooh, is it a yurt? Antechamber.
It is definitely still not a yurt.
Okay, just checking.
And there is a large pulled pork barbecue spread, actually, this time around the fountain.
I'm immediately going to go for that.
As you walked in, you saw upon the chaise lounge a tall, slender man with long white hair and a short, trim beard. who presented himself as Merrick's father. He says, well... You boys had quite a fight out there.
I looked down at Solo, and I'm like, did he just say he was my da?
I think he said he was your pa.
He's my da pa.
He's your da pa.
All right. Thanks for that. You think you're my dad? You're my da pa?
Yes. If your mother is Ilisandra.
What?
Merrick! That's your mother's name, isn't it?
That's my ma's name. That's
And your
true.
Uncle Cornelius?
Okay. All right. So you...
Uncle Corny?
We called him that, yeah. Okay. What are you doing here, Dapa?
Well, I do have some business in town. That might actually, from what I've heard, align with your business here as well. I figured it might be a joyful reunion of sorts. Should we be able to work together?
You're here to win the tournament as well?
No, not so much. He's here for a chip. Are you a chip? Are you a chip? Do you go to the CHC?
Oh, no.
Do you hunt chips, though?
Independent, unaffiliated.
Free agent.
Choose to work on my own.
Wow.
I thought we were working on our own, Merrick.
What are you here? Why now?
Listen.
Yeah?
There's
a lot happening right now.
I promise that we will get into this as soon as we possibly can. Before that happens, and he pauses. What is your guy's passive perception?
Oh, man. It's got to be, like, 2?
It's not very good.
It's 13. I have a 13 as my passive perception.
Interesting. I know Justin is running the calculations, figuring out the numbers. It's a big computer for this calculation.
14, I believe. Ah, 14. Because it's plus 2 plus my proficiency, so 14.
Okay. So, you, Merrick, hear footsteps at the door, the round door that you've had Sisk coming in and out of, not the access door to the arena.
All right.
And you see your father's eyes dart to the door as he says, I will be right back. And he reaches into this spot in space and makes a hand like he's grabbing a door handle and steps into what appears to be this door in space that just has a completely different room on the other side. And he disappears into it before you guys can even
does he realize leave the door open, what's going on. Or does he close it behind him?
Quickly closes it behind him. And as soon as that door closes, you hear bam, bam, bam on your door.
Who is it?
Yes, who is it?
And then you hear another bam, bam, bam.
Oh, fine. He clearly doesn't have the key. I'll go over. No, I open the peephole.
You open the door, right?
No, I open the peephole.
Oh.
What's the password?
Excuse me, Merrick and Solo? Please, open the door. Outside the door, you see the face of the announcer / referee from the ring.
Just him? Manic, is it just him? Because I can't see through the people.
His face is kind of pushed up to the people. That's all you can see.
Do you want me to open the door?
I would like you to open the door.
No, not you. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
And I kind of point at my bloody beat-up body. I'm just like, I don't feel like we should have company right now.
No, I don't think we should either. Open the fucking door. What do you want?
Gentlemen, and as the door swings open, you see behind him are several large, burly, half-orc men who appear to be in the garb of bouncers. They have jean jackets and big studded belts. And they're quite an ominous crew. Nobody brandishing weapons, but clearly they're in case things get out of hand. He says, gentlemen, the crowd demands resolution for what happened tonight.
What was your name? Hey, can we talk about what happened tonight, Mr. I'm going to come in here and demand resolution? You let a whole bunch of cheating happen.
Listen,
you could have stopped that shit, but you let Iron Mike
Hargraves and I run this show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If it's a good show, then I keep it going.
Harold, one more time. Can you get your name again?
Harold Hargraves.
Harold
Hargraves?
Hargraves.
Par or har?
H-A-R-G-R-A-V-E-S.
E-S. Graves. Hargraves. That is an awesome name, Harold.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That is greatly appreciated. But In order to satisfy this voracious crowd, I've had to refund several tickets, and I don't like that one bit.
Well, you're going to get your fucking rematch, but it's going to be on our terms, and it's not going to be a shit show like it was tonight.
Here's what's going to happen.
Oh.
It's going to be Solo versus Fen Davenport, one-on-one, no weapons, no holds barred.
Oh. Is that how it's going to be?
Well, what's...
It's exactly how it's going to be.
Can I insight him? Is he honest about the no weapons part?
Yeah, you can go ahead and insight check him.
Yeah, that's an 8. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he seems like he's above board.
Huh.
Well, that's fine. And when is that happening? Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night.
Here?
Yes.
Are we just spending the night here? Or are you going to put us up in a real room instead of this antechamber?
Going to go ahead and keep you here.
Oh, is that a fact?
That's a fact.
I don't believe that's in our contract.
That's fine.
Merrick.
I don't like him. So Merrick, like, I just turned right in front of Harold. I'm like, I do not like this man.
I know, but you seem so nice. Harold, you're all nice, aren't you?
No, look at him. He's slimy. He's sleazy. He just thinks that he can just keep us locked here.
No, he just chuckled at the joke.
That was not a good chuckle.
Oh. So, boys, now that you know what's going on, rest up. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Why can't I go?
You, sir, are just as much a pain in the butt as he is. Keep you both where I can see you. And he closes
the door. Wait, you point to me?
Yeah,
he's Merrick, I'm the pain in the butt.
Apparently I am too.
Just as much as me.
Apparently. That's what he's saying.
Dual pains in the butt.
Merrick, I've had my fun.
You're going to prove that you're the greatest fighter in this tournament. You're going to fight Fen Davenport.
Manic, I think I already did that. I already proved. You know, Mike Iron Tice, he was so big. And I finally took him out, but I'm just feeling tired. So hear me out, Merrick. They've got to keep that belt somewhere in this building, right?
Yeah,
Merrick.
I think Fen has it on him.
What? No, the ref had it.
No, Fen Davenport had it on his waist.
No, the ref had it on his waist.
You mean Harold?
The ref had it.
Yeah, Harold pulled up his shirt, and remember, he had a bit of a pudge.
I just thought that was a cute little Fen Davenport. He's just not too...
No, that was Harold.
Oh, fuck.
You were unconscious at that point.
Oh,
so
to be fair.
Very in and out.
Headphones are off. I wasn't even
It's all gets spun around.
All right, so you're trying to tell me the man who was just in this room...
Has the belt. Chip on it.
And we could have just taken it.
Aye. And Merrick... You're a rogue. And what if you out-rogue Fen Davenport? You know, you become the greatest thief that's ever lived.
No.
By steal... What?
No, I don't.
Merrick.
No, it's not.
Merrick, your pa would be so proud.
Dapa, can you hear me? Dapa, can you hear me?
On the ceiling, you hear...
And then I go, Merrick.
Two bits.
And all of a sudden, in space, about 5 feet away from you, a door in space opens. And through walks your father.
Hi.
He goes, oh, man, that guy is a dick.
Oh, yeah. We're running into a lot of those.
Sorry, I was right upstairs.
We could have avoided that whole situation.
It's okay.
Well, kind of.
We... are now stuck here till tomorrow. Aye. But my man Solo here has a plan, Dapa.
Aye.
Yeah?
Might be probably close to what your plan is, to be honest. You guys are just... I got knocked out pretty hard. You know, I'm just going to eat some of this pulled pork while you guys talk it out.
Well, listen, Merrick, my boy.
Can we just ease out on... Merrick.
As I'm sure you know.
Right.
Merrick.
In your blood is a more... discerning. It's not the word.
I mean,
just holding my breath here. Don't know where you're going.
There's a more clever line of thought.
Merrick, he's just like you.
Well, of course, you don't have all the cards.
No, we don't. We've been in this deck real short a lot of times here.
There's been a lot of cheating on the other side of the
cheating.
Field.
There's a lot of just people just doing fuck all what they want.
With you two looking for one chip, how were you planning on getting back to your CHC?
You know, we actually talked about that We have this Jansport.
Clicked our heels.
There wasn't any... I mean, the last time we did, we needed three pieces to open a portal.
Was there instructions?
Precisely.
Oh, fuck. We need two more pieces.
How would you feel about...
What?
The realization that there are actually three pieces here.
Wait, in this place?
Yes.
As I point, I'm obviously pointing at the room.
Here in this place, a new chip
is
planning.
In this place, within a couple hundred feet of us.
Well, we know, I mean...
One's attached to a belt.
Right. One you were looking for.
All right, all Dapa. Right, boys, let's eat up, and we have some time to make a plan.
I'm going to grab some food, obviously.
Yeah, he goes over to the tables here, and he offers Merrick a piece of some of this meat that's piled up here. Here, son.
Thanks. It's a little bit hard for me,
Is it me, Merrick? Do you need me to kind of give you some...
I'll go over here to
eat my meat.
I've been thinking about you, Dapa, for years and never a word, and we're in this fight, and I just got knocked out, and now you're here, and you're coming through doors and stuff. Like, I just thought you sang real good.
I understand. It's quite a bit to take in
it's
all
a
at
lot,
once. Yes.
But this is delicious. Thank you for the gesture.
I've thought about you quite a bit as well. And out of his pocket, he pulls out a small little framed picture. And it's a painting of a younger version of your mother holding a baby.
Wow, that's... I just sit down
puts
on
it back
a cushion.
Question. I'm sorry, this is quite a lot.
Let's just Okay, what's your plan? Let's focus on plan, and then we got a great place at the CHC where I could follow you to wherever you're staying, or...
I'm not so much welcome at the CHC. We'll get into that in a little bit. First...
Right. What do you need
from us?
Take
a look at this. And he reaches into his cloak and pulls out a large roll of parchment and spreads it out on a table.
Now, that's a proper
map. And he says, all right, look, yeah, there's a map. There's a clear drawing of this arena. And it's a big circular arena with the mat where you guys fought your match clearly indicated at the center. There are several markings for egress around. Mm. And then there's also what appear to be these extra complicated schematics under the audience seating. And he puts his finger on this and he says, so there is a pathway underneath this to the opposite side of the arena. Now, what you should know is that it is closely and quite intently patrolled by several of those large gentlemen that
half-orcs with the bad
Harold
teeth.
Keeps with them all the time. Right. Yes.
The mini Mike Tysons.
Right. They're a fearsome bunch and quite a pain. But I do have a bit of a plan. What we should possibly do is have Solo. Fight. Now, Solo, you will have to win this fight.
Oh. While he's fighting, we're going to be doing something else?
We are going to be spectating. Now, you and I will, of course, not actually be spectating. We'll walk into the arena, of course.
You're not going to watch me win?
Well, we'll be getting the two other chips from Harold's office.
Does Harold know what he has in the chips? Do you know Harold Hargraves?
Harold's a bit of a dipshit.
All right.
He covets things. He likes to hoard things. Right. You'll see in the office once we get there.
Okay.
But what we'll need to be doing is I will work on distracting those large orc gentlemen. You will have to work your way through quite a bit of intricate trappery. And eventually through to the safe. Safe cracking is not something I'm skilled at and never developed those skills, but I've heard quite a few tales of your adept fingers when encountering a lock.
You hear that? My dad boss heard about what I've done. Yeah, it's not so bad. I'm all right. Yes. Yeah, I can do that.
There is a complication.
Right.
There are no weapons.
None.
And no flasks of any kind allowed in the arena. And if Harold, as I suspect, will enforce this no weapons policy, we can possibly give a little bit of help to Solo during the fight. There's access to those catwalks. You know where the wizards are up there, projecting their lights around and the speakers are blasting sound everywhere? We can walk up there and we can drop a potion that I've stored up there down to Solo.
Solo won't even need it. You're going to be great, right, guy?
I'm only feeling like 10 out of 35 right now.
Right,
I think
you don't
I'm going to need
till
it.
Tomorrow. We get to rest a whole night.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, Merrick. I'm still a little woozy.
I'm picking up what Dapa's throwing down.
There's a very good outcome to this if we can walk out of here with 3 chips.
Well, and that's it. You're an independent contract. Like, where are you going to take us? Are you now the second person that's using us for 3 chips?
Oh, I would never do that. My dear son, I would never do that to
like,
you.
I really like where I this
left,
like to
I left you once before. I'll never leave you again.
All right, inside check.
Go for it.
Inside check my own da. Yeah, I got an 18.
Thank God, because I've fallen for it hook, line, and sinker.
He's pretty full of shit.
Yeah, he's leaving us.
Merrick, do you mind coming here for a second?
No, what
Merrick, can you come down here, Merrick, to me? Come, lean over.
I love this plan. He's not going to leave me.
No, Merrick.
I got a 6 on my check.
And I slap him across the face.
What'd you do that for?
Merrick.
What? Solo.
Sorry, I can't control my right hand anymore. It's got a mind of its own. Merrick.
What?
Just playing devil's advocate.
What?
What if he leaves you again?
He would never... Why would you even bring that up? He'd never do that.
I'll ask. Merrick's Dapa?
William, yes.
Yes, William Dapa. Would you ever, just hypothetically, leave your son?
No. No.
Merrick?
It's been too long since I've... I've seen my dear son.
All right. Would you leave something with Merrick that's so important while you're here that you would need back before you left?
Oh, I've always... What could she... I would love presents. I feel like I've really got to lean in this because of that bad role.
And he thinks for a moment, he says, fair enough, I understand your skepticism.
Yeah.
And he, out of the sleeve, he pulls a flute. A long silver flute. And he says, well, this is my instrument of choice. Of course, I do play several instruments.
You do strike me as someone who plays the flute.
And he says, this is quite a special flute.
Ooh.
And here. And he hands it to Merrick and places it in your hands. And he takes your hands and slides them to two distinct buttons. Or what are they called on a flute?
I feel like they're valves.
Buttons? Valves.
Trumpets are definitely valves.
Well, you like press the valves.
The valve covers.
Yeah, they like little buttons. We'll
call them valve
covers. Buttons.
Well, two of them are actually buttons.
This is
buttons.
A fantasy world. Like, they could be buttons on this one.
Right. These are actually buttons because when he places your thumbs on those buttons, he says, press.
And I press it.
And out of the end of the flute slides a... razor sharp 9-inch long blade.
Oh.
Wow. This is quite a special flute.
And do you play music with that?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh,
it's
do
also
a little
sound.
Do
glass.
A little thing. Just, can you do it? Play a little do ditty.
What would you like to hear?
I don't know. Just do a performance check. Let's see if it's good.
And he picks it up and he goes, yes, of course.
Still Hold finding on, it. Still finding it.
Let me try that again.
Let me try it again.
Ah.
Ah, Aqualung.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
The Aqualung. And it's beautifully played.
Wow. That's really good. See, and then you hit the button, the knife comes out. Two knives.
Yes. Wow. Well... It's quite, it's self-defense purposes, of course, but it's also a convenient way of concealing a weapon into somewhere that might not allow a weapon.
He'll never leave me again.
Oh, God, why was I drinking? Grab the nose.
All right, so this is great. Let's get a
so,
long rest.
So, Merrick, you hold on to the flute.
Right, I've got it.
Dapa?
Yes.
Can I have a talk with you over here?
But of course.
Merrick, you go practice
go
with the
practice
flute over
the
there.
Flute.
You be careful with it.
No,
quite
just
sharp.
Don't hit both buttons.
Yes, so
William, would you come down here?
Of course. And he takes a knee.
Lean in. So, I know you're bullshitting your son.
What? Of course I'm not.
And I kind of like clear my throat.
Oh, this
and
is
I look
great
at, and
over
I look at
here.
Merrick. I kind of wave at Merrick with my right hand.
Of course, you're doing great, son.
William?
Yes.
Are you going to double-cross your son and leave him again and break his heart? Your son, who's my really good friend?
Solo, do you want to win this competition and be crowned the greatest, greatest champion of all time?
I don't know, do I? I guess I do. I mean, I'm just so tired. I do want that. But it sounds like you want to help me cheat, and that doesn't mean I'm the greatest ever.
Oh, just a little health potion.
Yeah, that's cheating, William.
And do you think Fen Davenport, a rogue, will be above cheating?
This is really great. I'm having a good time over here.
Oh, thanks, Merrick.
I've got a place up for you later.
Oh, good God. Good God. I mean, so you're saying... Because you're going to leave your son, that's going to help me win?
I'm saying I can guarantee that you will win.
So that you can double-cross my friend Merrick?
It's not a double-cross.
William, what is it then?
we both have mutually beneficial plans.
You and Merrick have plans that I don't know about?
No, all three of us. We all are working together. We're all going to get chips. That's the whole thing. That's what we're doing here.
But then you're going to leave with all three chips.
No.
Insight check. That's a 17.
Against his deception.
He's not going to leave. He's pretty on board.
All right. I believe you this time.
Guys, this is wonderful. Let's go to bed. And
thank
then
you for cutting the tension,
I'm
going to
sleep with the flute, and maybe I'll learn a little more while I'm sleeping.
Oh,
and
just make sure it's not aimed at your
then
face.
Then tomorrow you're going to win the tournament, and my dapa and I are going to save the day in Steel Stammer. It's going to be wonderful. I've always wanted to do this.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be wonderful.
You boys get some rest.
Yeah, are you going to go?
I've got a few things I need to take care of in town.
If you could go, could you just take us right now? Why can't we just do this right now?
Because this is how we get the chips.
Well, like, they're all with Harold, right? The three of us easily just pop, take care of Harold. Get it all.
It's quite difficult.
Can we get through the door? Like, if you open it, can we jump in?
As soon as you start trouble with one, several more show up. I've tried twice.
All right, Dapa. We'll get some rest. So we'll just be here. Can't wait
and
to
he,
break into the safe for you.
He pulls out a small music box, and he winds it up. And he says, here, you boys, this is one that I used to play for young Merrick when he was asleep in his crib. He opens it up.
I need to do a history check. Because my mama told me he was never here. No, it's fine.
All right, so
we're going to do the history check?
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do the history check.
Roll it up.
Not very good at history. But that's a 17.
The tune is familiar. You've definitely heard it before.
I've totally heard this before.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been from when I was a baby. Well, go get this. This is great. This is so good.
You sleep well, boys.
Good night, Dapa.
Good night, William.
I'll be back. And he does the dimension door thing again. Hey everybody, Bjorn your DM here with a little mid-episode break. I want to say thank you all for sharing and subscribing. It really helps us, and you know, not being professional podcasters or anything like that, it's really exciting to see listener numbers go up and downloads and subscriptions and all that stuff go up too. It's pretty exciting, a lot of fun for us. So thank you all. Also, if you got a moment, check out at RGB The Band. You can find them pretty much anywhere, and they've got some awesome music. Same thing with at Madly My Own, but you check her out on Instagram, and some really cool art there. And if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, rule quibblings, anything like that, go ahead and shoot us an email at halfpartycast@gmail.com, and we will check that out and read it and get back to you, and we'll have a good time. And with that, let's get back to it.
How great would that be if we could just poof, what do you need? What do you need?
That would be pretty cool, Merrick.
That'd be great.
Merrick.
All right.
I'm nervous.
What? I'm nervous, too. I don't
not,
I,
not
I know
about
that you
winning.
Can do it, though.
I,
you can
I
beat
think I
Finn
can win.
Davenport.
It's just, I'm nervous about you, Merrick.
Oh, it's fine.
Do you,
I'm going to just
are you leaning in a little hard?
Saves. I really failed that role.
I know you failed it. It's just,
maybe I'll feel differently in the morning.
Let's sleep on it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see how you feel in the morning about your dear old William.
Dapa.
Hi. That was his name.
Dapa.
And I go lay down in my cot. A little upset.
It's a it's not a cot. It's a luxurious bed of pillows and other fancy stuff.
Then I'm going to get as many pillows that I can. I'm going to walk over and take some of Merrick's pillows, too.
You build yourself a small pillow fort.
Aye.
A pillow exoskeleton.
All right.
All right. You guys rest up. Both of you, please roll perception checks. Actually, no. It's going to be constitution saves.
Constitution.
Oh,
God. Oh, I'm gonna.
It's got to be that.
I'm gonna re-roll that one. That was a bad roll.
It's a bad roll.
And now it's gonna be a good roll. All right, that is a modified 20.
All right.
For our Spanish-speaking audience, cinco. Constitution save of cinco.
Very nice. Very nice. As you boys lay down to sleep, you're quickly whisked off to dreamland. After about 8 hours, Solo, you groggily wake up with the music box still going. It's still playing that tune over and over and over again. And it's unreasonably hard for you to open your eyes. You're exhausted. You've been in fights before. You've been exhausted before. This is something more. You are wiped out. You're just exhausted. And Merrick is still asleep.
Merrick.
I'm not waking up.
Merrick.
I got a metaphorical five on this.
I'm gonna groggily sit up and go, why is this bloody music box still playing? I'm gonna kind of sway to the table. It's on a table?
Yeah, it's right where you guys were looking at the map.
Yeah, I'm gonna close it.
Okay. And the sound cuts off. And almost immediately, you feel refreshed. And Merrick, you wake up.
I feel like I was in such a deep sleep. I feel like I could just sleep a little longer.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Do you want this box? Or can I just, like, get rid of it?
That was the box that my dad played when I was a baby. You can't. Why are you asking?
Maybe I could play some music during the match.
I mean, so you want to hold on to it?
Aye.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put it in my bag.
Okay.
I get it back, right?
Aye.
Okay. Man, wasn't that great last night? With William St. John?
Merrick, I think he's going to leave
you. My dapa?
I think he's going to leave you again.
What?
Hey.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Just in my heart. I've seen this play before.
He doesn't have any reason to come. I don't know why he came back. Like, why would he leave again? He clearly wanted to come back.
Hey. You're right, Merrick. I hope.
No.
I hope this turns out for the best.
I'll be fine. And you're going to be the greatest fighter.
Aye.
Hey, this is just the first tournament, too.
Merrick, when you get up to the catwalks...
Right.
Could you maybe not drop the potion?
Oh, like when we didn't take Sisk's help?
Aye.
I won't drop the potion.
Aye.
You don't need the potion.
I don't think I need the potion, Merrick.
You don't need the potion at all, but be careful. That Fenn Davenport, he's a sneaky son of a bitch. He just ganked the shit out of me for no reason.
Aye, but, you know, maybe, like, halfling, he won't gank me, or maybe he will. And maybe I just won't be the greatest champion there ever was.
Merrick just stops and looks at his little friend.
Is there something going on? We've got time here to
put my right hand behind me and I go, Merrick, I don't know. You know, I'm feeling different inside.
How does his ear look?
It's a pretty nasty stump.
The gnomes didn't do anything to help?
It's gone.
It's dried blood?
Yeah, it's not bleeding actively anymore, but it's not back.
Just let me... Come here. Come here. Let me look at your ear.
I'm worried about you. I think something's... You might be infected. Come
as
on.
You're examining his infected ear, you boys...
Is it infected?
Level up.
Oh. Does his ear grow back?
His ear does not grow back.
Not with the level.
Let's do a level up real quick.
All right.
Real fast. That was real fast.
Real fast. Hit die for a monk.
D8? Die for a monk.
Eight. It's a D8 for a monk.
Eight. For everyone who does not remember, it's been a little while, I will roll and not tell them my roll, and they will roll for their level up to gain HPs. And if they have a low roll, they can choose to take mine, or they can choose to keep theirs.
Aye.
What do you want to do?
I really want to take yours.
Three.
Aye, damn.
Yeah, not a great one. Merrick.
I'm going to take mine.
Oh, I haven't rolled. Okay, good call.
Sweet.
How many did you get?
I love it when you tip your hand. Ooh, 29 plus 7 is a mighty 36, which is only one more than what Solo was last level.
Did you add your constitution?
Big old goose egg.
There you go. Nada. Added that in there.
Nada.
Wait, you're at 36 now?
I'm at 36.
Oh, man.
I had a low one.
I'm at 39 now, so
don't
worry.
He's not super far away.
We're closer together than we were.
Twinsies.
But.
And the exciting part is I get uncanny dodge.
You get uncanny dodge now? What level are you guys at now?
We're at level 5. 30, our proficiency 35? Goes up.
Boom! Which makes all our numbers change, too. Lots of number changes.
I get a second attack.
Yeah. Oh. It's a big one.
I get a second attack. My fists actually turn into a D6.
That's really big.
That's huge.
And I also get a ability called Stunning Strike. I can interfere with the flow of ki in an opponent's body. When I hit another creature with a melee weapon attack, I can spend one ki point to attempt a Stunning Strike. The target must succeed on a Constitution saving throw or be stunned until the end of my next turn.
That's pretty awesome.
It is
holy
awesome.
Shmikes, you just leveled up at just the right. Good thing you took that nap.
Yeah.
And I felt great.
And Uncanny Dodge, what does that do for you, Merrick?
Once per round, I can use my reaction to halve the damage I take on a hit.
It's pretty sweet.
So let's say that Fenn Davenport hit me with... 12, like for 12 damage and then a 6 damage, I could halve the 12 to 6 and then only take 12 total.
When do you have to call that? Is it it's after you know
it's,
it hits?
It's after.
Before you know the damage?
It's just after, I think it's, I mean, it doesn't say here.
So if it doesn't say that, I think you can do it.
I think I can just hear the damage and then decide to use it. It consumes my reaction, which also... makes me not be able to do attack of opportunities or other stuff.
Right. I would say that if there is a multi-attack, if you're taking two hits back-to-back, you'd have to call it after one of those hits, right?
All right. Yeah. All right, I hear you.
Yeah, you couldn't wait till the end of that turn and say, oh, I want to go back and do that.
That's fine. I hear you. All right.
Sweet. So we got some HPs. We got a whole bunch of number crunching going on. Do you guys need a minute to straighten up sheets?
I'm set.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be fine.
All right. You boys have woken up. You've leveled up. You guys have several hours to kill before you go into this. Is there anything you want to do?
Can I feel... You said no weapons, right?
Yeah.
So I can't bring this, and I want to pull it out and see if the Phoenix Egg is full.
You're holding it up to the sky?
Yeah.
Like, God, you can't bring this. No.
It's not full.
It is full. You cannot bring it.
Says Harold.
Yeah, Harold. God, Harold.
Hi.
Well, and Merrick. I'm not going to even try the hidden sword. I'll just keep that on me. Hi. Your fists are, you know, you're...
And I want to hand the egg over to Merrick.
Oh.
Really? I just want you to have this while I'm in there, you know?
Okay.
Take care of it.
All right. I'll take care of it. For sure. I'll take care of it.
And this. I want to hand him my sickle.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
But Merrick, I can't have any weapons.
Can I put it in the Jansport?
Do these gloves count as weapons?
No.
They're just cloth. They're magical cloth wrapped around your hand.
Well, they with little spikes on them.
Little spikes on them. Spiked hand wraps.
Why don't you walk in with them and we'll just see
if
you find
out. I undo them and I go, Merrick, if I'm going to be the greatest champion, uh-huh. I pull the gloves off very slowly and I hand them to him.
One of the wraps is distinctly red.
Very bloody. That's the one that goes on my red hand.
Is that your right hand?
Aye.
Okay, I'll put it in the... Okay, I've got it in the pack.
Aye. And Merrick...
Right. Yeah?
And I pull out this rope. I want you to have this rope, too.
Okay. Here, thanks
for
the rope.
You just go through one by one and hand these out?
Well, I just don't want to have any of the stuff on me or in a bag in here.
I mean, why don't you just give me your bag and I'll put it in the Jansport?
Merrick. Kind of finger wag. That's why you're the clever one, and I just hand him the rest of my bag.
Boom. There it is.
Problem solved.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything else you boys need to do?
Listen, you're going to be excellent. And what I really need you to do is see if there's a way that you, like, if you get locked up with him or anything, see if he knows a way to get out of this place. Because if we're just relying on Dapa, and you've put a little bit of doubt back in my head about his character,
aye.
Then we may need another way out.
Aye, you're right, Merrick. I have 5 key points now, Merrick.
I don't really know what that means in character, but does that mean you get to punch more and stuff?
Aye, Merrick, I get to punch so much more. I'm feeling so good. And I'm just going to shadow box.
All right, you're feeling good. And I'm just going to be like, Dapa? Can you hear me?
Dapa, can you hear me?
I'm here.
No reaction. Nothing happens.
He's probably busy. He's probably prepping.
Yeah, you guys still have several hours before the fight starts. Unless you want to fast forward.
Can I look around?
Know what else we can do?
We should look around this room. You know, we haven't really explored it just in case. Like, you know, maybe we're never coming back here.
All right. That sounds great. Let's see if there's a way out.
Okay.
Do an investigation.
You know of a couple doors.
Let's see if they're unlocked.
Okay. Which one are you trying? You've got the ironbound door that leads to the arena. You've got the access door that Sisk and Harold have used. And then you have the paper door that led to the first arenas.
I think we go toward... I want to try the one with the first arenas.
Okay.
Is it locked?
Give me an investigation check.
Boom. Oh, that's not so bad. That's a 16.
So you feel around this door. You see that it's clearly not locked. It doesn't appear to have any kind of restraints or anything like that on it. Nothing out of the ordinary. And as you begin to slide it, you see directly behind it is a stone wall. It just opens to a flat stone wall.
Well, hey, look at that. It's just a stone wall over here. Do you want to try the other door?
Yeah, I'll try the door near that Harold came in.
Okay. The round access door.
Yeah. I'm going to re-roll that one, though. Because that's what I do. Oh, yes.
At level 5, you lose that. You know that, right?
What?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's all gone.
True. Well, I got a 15.
Okay. This door is definitely locked.
I'm gonna knock on it.
Okay.
Do you want Foley?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry.
Good Foley work.
Hi.
Nothing happens.
Go ahead.
It's locked, I imagine.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and unlock it.
Okay. Give me your sleight of hand thieves tools check.
That I can do. That is a 24.
Without a problem, you... Whip the tools out. You fiddle them through your fingers like those people do who are really cool, who have the pens. You do that with both of them like simultaneously, and then you slide them quickly into this large, intricate lock. The key for this thing must be enormous. And you feel around, and after a couple seconds, pop, 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 and it...
There we go.
The lock releases.
All right. I think we're in business.
Hey.
I'm going to try and open the door quietly.
Okay.
Actually, do I have any oil in my bag that I can just see here?
Oil can.
No, we're just going to try and open it because it wasn't squeaky when he came in the last time.
Yeah, it has not squeaked. And you slide the door open and it's quiet. Outside, you see a wood planked floor and a plank wooden wall with the planks running horizontally across that wall and a hallway that appears to extend to the right and the left with small torches lighting the hallway. And there's also a wood ceiling, very similar to what's in your room.
Shall we go on a little bit of an excursion?
Well, I want to find Sisk, so yeah, I think so.
You want to find Sisk?
Yeah, I miss Sisk. He's so much nicer than Harold. I want to see how he feels about his boss, Harold.
Okay. Well, let's stealth it up.
Oh, okay.
Let's close this door behind
us. I guess
we
can be stealthy.
I've got the Jansport, I've got the stuff, and we're just going to head out.
Okay. As you peek your head around out the door, to the left, you see one of the bouncers.
Good squad. Oh.
Standing right where the hallway turns. And then you kind of peek your head back in, you take a look to the right, you see the exact same thing.
And it's one of the Brute Squad orcs, right?
Yep. And they're sitting in the corner with their back in the corner, not paying attention to you yet at all.
And so we can only go right or left?
Yes.
There's no straight.
Correct.
Merrick, you think we just, like, ask one of them where Sisk is?
No, get on my shoulders, see if you can get through this wood up here.
Oh.
See, because it's a wooden plank ceiling, right?
Yes, it is.
So you can get up there. So I give him a boost.
All right, I climb up, and what am I? What the ceiling?
Just gonna see if you can get, like, if the panels lift up or something.
Are you in the hallway at this point? Or are you back in your room? So in the hallway, you will be exposed to those two bouncers.
Oh, both sides.
Like, yes.
There's no little recessed.
Correct.
Then we probably need to do this in the room.
Okay. Are you closing the door? So quiet.
Yeah, we'll close the door.
So yeah, you back in the room, hop up on the shoulders. It's not quite tall enough. You rearrange some of the furniture, stand on that, and then he hops on your shoulders, and you can reach up to these boards. Give me an investigation check.
Do I get to help at all?
Not really. Since it should really be a disadvantage because he's got very limited room and he's trying to balance the whole time.
Oh yeah, we could do that at disadvantage. Nope, that was better. I got a 9.
A 9 in an investigation?
Mm-hmm.
You feel around.
Your total?
One of them feels a little bit loose, but as you push it, you realize it's just a little tiny bit loose, and it stops just half a second after it starts to move.
Merrick, I found one that's a little bit loose, but it's only like not that loose. I pushed on it and it didn't really come loose.
Well, I feel like we've got a couple of hours to try and do this, so I don't know if you want to keep looking or if you want to. I'll get on your shoulders and you can stand on this.
Yeah,
I think we've got time.
And I climb down and I go, okay, Medic, get on my shoulders.
All right, so I just step up on his shoulders.
All right, we need checks for this one.
Okay.
I need a strength check from the base.
Okay.
And you need acrobatics from me?
Yes, I need an acrobatics check. This
26
is definitely
from me.
You said just got that. This not a, like this is just a straight strength.
Yeah, it could be athletics.
Yeah, let's do athletics because that's at least a 0. So,
okay.
All right. 3.
3. Okay. So with 26 and a 3, you step and you get your feet set on two chairs.
Got it. I got it.
And Merrick steps on your shoulder and like, yeah, I've got this. You're solidly set. Then Merrick shifts his full weight onto you.
Oh, yeah.
That is an experience that while Merrick is not a big man, a big elven, half-elven man, he is very dense. His muscles are rippled and he weighs quite a bit. And that weight, as soon as it goes on your shoulder, you feel the chairs start sliding out sideways. And
Merrick,
you're going
Merrick.
Full on into
Merrick,
the splits.
Medic, get off! Medic, medic!
Merrick, as soon as you start to drop down, you feel your moment come, and you shove your fist right at that board that he pointed at, and it pops up and slides over, and you grab one hand on to the other board. And
do you need hanging safe.
You've got like a little hang going on right now.
Fix it, fix yourself,
Solo.
Fix it.
I'm just feeling stretching out my shoulder. I'm like, man,
you've pulled your groin.
Oh, hi, Merrick, I pulled my groin.
Yeah, which is going to put you. We're going to call that at one point of exhaustion.
I'm going to rest, Merrick. I set the music box down and start playing. I open the music box and just sit right next to it.
Okay.
I'm going to try and climb up into this hole.
All right. Give me. This is going to be athletics.
I know. So things have changed because I'm proficient now.
Yeah.
So I just got a 19 on that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank God it was athletics.
And you shift your elbows perfectly as you're trying to pull your torso through this small opening in the ceiling, and you are able to shimmy out of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
You look around, you see that you are underneath the seats of the arena. There's a lot of old wooden framing that is supporting these.
Fire wizard, this just got grandfathered in. This can't be safe.
Yeah, there's no kind of building regulation. There's no fire sprinkler system whatsoever. There are some small candles lighting different points under here, but there's a large expanse that is filled with these supports. It's relatively quiet in here, though, as the crowd isn't currently in the building.
All right. Solo? I put my head back down and I quietly, Solo? Do you need to rest?
Merrick, I'm just gonna close my eyes for a little bit.
All right. Okay. I'll be back.
I've got a big fight. I just gotta rest up.
But we could just leave now. Like, we could try and get
three
chips.
You see if there's somewhere to go. I'll sit here and relax.
All right, I'm gonna drop this rope down that you gave me.
Oh, that's a nice rope. I just don't feel like climbing. I hurt my... And I point down at my groin.
Oh, your twig and berries.
No, just the hole. And I just kind of motion around like
the
circular.
Oh, the whole orchard.
Aye, the hole. And I use both hands to kind of...
Right. Oh, no, I get it. The root.
Aye.
All right, I'm going to go now. Here's the rope. Close that music box. I don't think that's a good idea. And I'm gone.
Solo, you lie down to relax on the chaise lounge, and you easily drift off to sleep. Unnaturally so. With the amount of pain that you're in. Merrick. Where are you going? You've got this lay of the land. You've got a kind of a sloping stepped ceiling underneath these bleachers.
The farther bleachers. I move away from the center, it gets bigger for me to crawl under.
Exactly. And you don't, I mean, definitely not crawling. You're easily standing. It's probably, at the point you come out, it's about 15 feet to the bottom of the seats up above your head.
Okay. Well, I'm going to head to the edge to see if I can find where it ends to see where, if I can find a way out that's not, like, I'm looking for a way to skulk around without running into the brute squad.
Okay.
So I'm going to the perimeter because I don't think I want to expose myself in the ring.
Gotcha. Give me a
underneath
perception check.
Okay. That's a 13.
Okay. So you make your way out towards the edge with the ceiling getting higher and higher. After a little while, it's dim light in here. It's harder to see. It's not unnaturally dim. But you can see eventually there's a stone wall that is the outer ring of this arena. And you kind of follow that around for a little bit until you start to hear what sounds like hushed voices, but they're kind of laughing and giggling.
I want to see if I can hear this.
Yeah. Give me an investigation check. I'm trying to figure out where the source of this sound is coming from.
That is a 16.
Okay. As you make your way around the ring, it's coming from towards the center of the ring.
That's where the voices are coming from?
Yeah, it's not coming from inside the ring. So you start to follow the way in here to figure out what's going on with these sounds. And you see similar to what has been around this area, more framing, but then there's also some weird formations in the floor. And up above, there's one larger section that doesn't look like the steps of the arena, but it does appear to be this big circular ring, and it's where the concession stands are. And you see these trash chutes that this rank smell is coming from, and they're piercing through this area that you're in now. And you also see a group of the bouncers sitting around, three of them, around a table with a barrel turned up, and they're playing cards. And as they're sitting there, you can see one of them take a box and slide it a couple feet, and then go step on the box and reach up towards this ceiling. And he grabs a small nub in the ceiling, and he holds up a cup and pops the nub out, and out pours beer. Mm. And he fills his cup, and he puts the stopper back in, drops it back down, sits down, and begins to play cards again.
That's the laughter.
Yes.
That's happening. Yeah. I spend just a... I mean, I'm here just investigating. Is there anything... Are they speaking half-orc? Is there anything... Because I actually speak orc. No shit. I can't believe that's one of the ones I picked. So do I hear anything important?
Yeah, they're speaking in orcish.
I'll stay for 5 or 6 minutes.
They're talking... mostly it's about girlfriends and wives. They're talking about their personal relationships. They're kibitzing and not saying anything of any real consequence. They're talking about a little bit about the schedule tonight, saying that, you know, they've got to be here at such and such a time, and they've got to be ready for the fight, and blah, 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 and they're tired of working, and it's not enough pay, and the hours aren't great. And
all right. It's daytime now, right?
It's safe to assume that, yeah.
You know what? We're going to play a game.
Okay.
I'm gonna come out, and I'm going to... We have some gold on us still. Has Sisk brought us back any gold? I guess that's the first question. Do I have any gold on me?
Sisk has not brought you back any gold.
I have no gold.
I don't think you have any.
I do not come out of where I am because I definitely need to have gold for this plan. Not gold on that table. Yeah, don't have anything to put on that table.
You have platinum.
I do have an ingot.
You do.
An ingot. So, all right, let's do it. It'll be fun. Okay. So I come out and I say... this will all be in orcish.
Okay.
And so, since our audience doesn't speak orcish, we'll just do it. You and
of
I
course,
like that.
Yeah. They're fluent.
It's not. We're not doing that. No. Do you mind if I join you, boys?
The immediate reaction is panic. They are startled and oh, what the fuck? You get? We're not back to.
Hey, everybody, wait. Calm down.
Hey,
everybody.
You're not supposed to be down here.
Well, you're not supposed to be drinking the boss's booze, are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to play with you guys. I just want to sit down. I'm bored out of my fucking mind. I'm not even fighting tonight. You know, it's Solo's show. We play a little bit of cards.
Persuasion check with advantage.
Boom sauce.
Yeah, nice.
That's good. Thank God for advantage, because one was a 4. And this is persuasion, right?
Yep.
24.
And they go, you can't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
This is our, we got one spot.
Yeah, I don't, trust me. You think I want to be locked up with that guy? He's going crazy in there. He's shadowboxing and.
Are you Merrick?
Yeah, I'm
oh
Merrick.
Oh my God. We saw
what are
you,
in what are there. You guys, what are you guys
that was
names?
Great. And two of the guys are really into it. The other apparently was out in the hallways and didn't see the fight. But the two of the orcs are really excited about seeing you.
Like, what? Dates, guys.
Okay. Really... Yeah. You want a beer?
Yeah, I'll have it, please. Yeah. A little.
And he gets you a beer, and then they pull the stool over towards the upturned barrel for you to have a seat.
Thanks
at the table.
So much. This is great.
Yeah. Come on in. Just, you got to be quiet, okay? No, we can't be.
No. Shh. Actually, what are you guys playing?
It's just a little game we've got.
All right.
Four cards.
Deal me in. I'm just here. Hey, you know, and like, I just want to play with them for a little bit. And is there actually money being involved?
There's a little bit of money. It's mostly silvers and coppers. It's not a lot of money being thrown around.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I'm actually going to take the phoenix egg out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to be like, listen, I don't have much change right now, but trust me, I'm good for it.
Jaws drop.
Yeah, you remember that from round one? And then again with Francis?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you guys want to see it? Here, I just want to play a little bit with you. I want to get to, here, check it out.
And they pass it around looking at it. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Just building some goodwill here.
You feel, this is
it's warm, right? It's fucking warm.
Yeah. This is awesome.
It's fucking crazy. And then the fucking, right, when they come out, it's crazy.
Deal them in. And
what
it's,
you guys been working for Harold for a long time?
It's, I mean, I've been here about 2 years and they pass around it. I average about 1 to 2 years.
Right.
And they deal you in. It's a game called Shasta that you've played before. It's a common bar game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not playing to win. I'm just playing to keep them talking. Mm-hmm. Because what I'd like to do is just keep the conversation going a little bit, keep them feeding them up, like talk about their ladies and if they get them anything nice. Mm-hmm. Want to keep talking them up about Harold, because that guy's a real piece of work, isn't he? He came in and just fucking bah, 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 and he lets everyone cheat. It's fucked up, right?
Well, it's kind of how the shows go, you know? It's a job, right? I don't really care about what goes on in the ring.
Do you like working for him?
He pays on time. That's a big plus there.
So, I was thinking that I've got to shut that dog up.
Yeah, I can't believe you brought a dog up here. Where did you get a dog?
It's a familiar. He just hangles around here.
He's so cute.
Baby black eyes. All right, so, as I understand it, you guys are working for Harold. You've been here, you've been doing it. How would you like to work for Solo and I? Because I've got a little bit of a deal for you.
I mean, how good's the deal? Like, it's a good paycheck. I can't walk away from that.
Well, I'm not saying that you got to walk away from the paycheck. I'm saying if this interested you and I switched the egg for the platinum ingot and I'm like, I need a favor.